This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Well, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
All right, welcome back to a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm having a discussion about Democrats willing to change everything that they stand for because they lost an election, 49.9% to 48.3%. As if those of us who voted Democrat want to see Democrats, if they think they've got problems now, if they change to the philosophy of the Republicans, they're really going to have some issues because people like me are going to join the rest of those 48% of Americans who don't vote because I'm never voting Republican. Ever. I'll go to my grave never voting Republican because I've lived long enough to know what their policies are. And their policies have never been for the average person. Never. And so I could never see myself supporting that. But at the same time, if Democrats think that cowering instead of standing up and fighting is the way to go, and I see many nationally recognized Democrats now changing, you know, in the middle of the stream, I'm not going to be one of them. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you?
Hi, I totally agree with you. I'm going to stand up for human rights. I'm 75 years old. I've worked hard all my life. I've never taken anything from anyone. But I also believe that people have a right to live the way they want to live. And I do feel that cowering in front of Republicans
bullies
in their wacky, they're bullies and their wacky ideas, especially with transgenders. And I wrote this on Facebook. Republicans are the same as Nazis. The Nazis belittled the Jewish people, and we saw what happened to that. The Republicans are belittling the transgender, and this is what's happening.
Hey, but Susan, I just want to just. So this is not Republicans versus transgender. Diversity, equity, and inclusion includes everyone that's not white, that's not male, that's not a white male. And so they've reduced it to, you know, LGBTQ. And so everybody else gets thrown into that mix. And then everybody else is totally dismissed Because diversity, equity, and inclusion includes all of us who are not white males. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and I lived through redlining. I know what redlining is. I know what the sundown laws were. I remember the 60s. I'm not that far removed from those times. And what they're doing is they're making the United States to the poor, white, tragic white man who can't get anything.
Yes.
Well, that's not the truth of what it is. We want equality for everyone, not just a select few.
So, Susan, that's...
And I'm never going to vote Republican. No, I won't ever, because I don't like them. I do not believe in what they stand for. And they can whine all they want. DJ and Gary and that other gentleman this morning, I listened to you and you talked stupid. This country is great because of everything that the combined peoples, all peoples, have done to make it a better place.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning.
Good morning, Earl, and Merry Early Christmas to you.
Likewise.
Really quickly. So Calvin has been at the radio station for a couple of years now. You are the only African-American person at that radio station, correct, Earl?
You mean as far as on the air?
Host, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So by your definition, there should be other additional people of the same color of your skin. Should Calvin, I'm sure Calvin, the question is for Calvin. Calvin, do you think you were hired for the position because you were a white guy or because you were actually capable of working the radio station?
Hey, David, before you go into this ridiculous, conversation, facts are facts. And diversity, equity, and inclusion and affirmative action was brought into reality because of injustice. Okay? You can't throw that out the window. And then now all of a sudden say, well, you know, what are they supposed to do? Hire more black people? Listen, man, all people are ever asking is for this nation to stand up to what it says it is, to live up to its creed. Okay? It hasn't done that. It hasn't done it to this day. And so I don't want to hear about democracy and any of those things as long as it doesn't live up to its creed. And so we have a right. Those of us who see the injustice and the injustice has been visited upon to challenge it. And so there were processes in place to attempt to challenge what this nation has done. And it's not equal yet.
Okay, well, Earl. So we're going to have a response with that. You're talking about past injustices, and I don't disagree with you. But if you're basing on today, if you look at all of sports,
I don't listen, man. Listen, man. I don't care about sports. Sports is not real life. Okay? There's inequality in the job market. And so, how do you fix that? Inequality in the job market winds up creating inequality in a society where some Americans struggle to even just make it. And a lot of times it's predicated on the color of their skin or their nationality. The very things this nation says it was going to be different than other nations.
again, you're focusing on color, religion, and all that stuff. It needs to be based on merit.
No, hey, David, it wasn't based on merit for centuries. You can't dismiss that. That's facts. And so now to all of a sudden say, well, it should be based on merit. Why wasn't it based on merit 300 years ago, David? Or 200 years ago? Or 100 years ago? Or in some instances, yesterday?
Because America has changed.
It's changed.
It's not a slave nation anymore.
What are you talking about, man? We're not talking about it being a slave nation where people own other people. We're talking about it impacting the lives of average American citizens, not giving them equal opportunity to prosper in a nation that claims it's equal and equitable.
Anybody has the opportunity, given their ability of being able to do whatever.
Hey, David. That's what you say, okay? So just because you say it, there are statistics that will prove you 100% wrong. You are 100% wrong. And I don't care how many times you want to reframe that message, you are 100% wrong. The nation is still not fair and just and equal, and it never will be. As long as there are people like you who want to disavow the fact that racism and discrimination is still alive and well in this nation.
Well, that is why the Asian end of things end up suing the elite universities, because the Asians were being excluded because they were outperforming, but they were not included into the colleges over there. And it was based on the fact that it was DEI. That's the whole reason why.
Hey, David. I'm sorry, man. You can't see it. You're blind. And you'll never see it until you walk in somebody else's shoes. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a very special edition of The Earl Ingram Show. We'll come to you. I promise you. Hang on.
From kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This time of year, I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree, sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you, just from me. All I want for Christmas are friends that sparkle and snow that's light on the ground.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I said it's going to be a robust discussion, and you guys are doing a great job of it. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Merry Christmas to you. You say what?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and the gang at the station. We absolutely celebrate today and rejoice, and I want to you know, share that with you and everybody.
Do you agree that Democrats should be changing, Mike?
I think we all need to change, evolve, maybe would be a better word. But in general, no. I think systems need changing. I think truth to power needs to be put front and center. Fairness and equity, liberty and justice should be paramount. And what we've found is really since affirmative action was removed by the right wingers back in the 70s and into the early 80s, you know, affirmative action was under attack, Earl, when affirmative action legislation was the result of trying to do something equitable for those people where Jim Crow in prior history actually absolutely screwed them out of their land, their property, and their futures. Affirmative action was set up to be the remedy for all of the stolen real estate and fortunes that many of the minorities have, you know, been stolen, been picked on, if you will. You know, one fact that is just ringing around my head that I'm struggling with, and you guys have mentioned it a couple times this morning. You know, we're talking about these trans athletes. I looked it up the other day. Guess how many trans athletes there are across the country?
Well, you know, probably less than 0.0001 million.
12.
No, that's what I mean.
12 people. 12. No kidding. And so when then you peel back the onion, they spent over $100 million in attack ads. $100 million on really blown the public's mind. And at the same time, causing the rift in the throw the arms up in the air by the American people, I'm not going to vote anymore. But that's why we had such a lower vote turnout, because we had so much BS shoved down our throats for months, the weeks, the days up to the election. That's all part of the plan. They didn't want 175 million people voting. And with the 150, with a low turnout, they win. That's always been the remedy. I want to talk about one other thing real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Liberty and justice for all. At least to me, how we were born and raised and, you know, guided through life, it was a big deal. It was a beacon of light that we all were pursuing, because we all want liberty, we all want justice, and we all want to do the right thing. We've witnessed our elections being monetized against the will of the public. We've witnessed inaction of Congress in so many ways, whether it be gun legislation or other green energy proposals, things where 60, 70, 80% of the American public support wholeheartedly healthcare reform and access. And yet we see every time that there's an attempt to gain public access to these services that are ours, there's a big pushback from the right. It's a war. There's no negotiation. It's just a war. So, you know, until we get our heads on straight, Earl, until we recognize that for hundreds of years there was inequity in many, many, many black.
Well, and you know what, Mike? Lives. That continues even to this day.
Yes, yes. Until we grow up and mature as a society, we're going to be chasing, you know, these distractions and these obstacles and divide and conquer strategies forever. We got to take control of our nation, and the only way that's going to happen is when millions of people stand up and say enough.
Hey, Mike, very well said as always, man. Merry Christmas to you and yours. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue this. You know, I've got so much more that I wanted to get to, but I'll try to get to some of those things on the other side. Hang tight. Coming right to you. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Shopping, stuffed all my stockings, filled up my heart to the brim. Topping my list, oh, so much to do, is sharing my wish of joy just for you. All I want for Christmas are people smiling and love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make just one wish. May I, baby?
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us, as always, at 855-752-4842. We've been having this discussion, and I wanted to have it, and really what precipitated it was this article in the New York Times on November 24th. The Democrats are in trouble. This man can save them. And it's really about a book that was written by Mr. Rawls, and the name of the book is A Theory of Justice, published in 1971. And so at the root of it, the philosophy of Mr. Rawls, who died in 2002, is grounded not in self-interest and competition, but in reciprocity and cooperation. His most famous idea is a thought experiment. If you want to conceive of a fair society, put on a vial of ignorance. That is, consider a way to organize it if you didn't know your position, your race, religion, or economic status. It's an intuitive idea similar to the classic scenario of how you might cut a cake more fairly if you didn't know which slice you would end up getting. The idea resonates widely since it is, in effect, a political version of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That in some form is found across cultural and religious traditions. Last thing, and then I'll go to the phone lines. Mr. Rawls argued that we should choose two guiding principles for how we design society's core political and economic institutions. Its basic structure. First, all citizens should be free to live according to their own beliefs and to participate in politics as genuine equals. Second, we should organize our economy to achieve equal opportunities and widely shared prosperity, tolerating inequalities only where they improve the life prospects of the least advantaged. Go back to the phone lines at Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Well, thank you for reading that passage from Mr. Rawls. I have not read his book. But what I would like to say to you is that the Democratic Party needs a new way to talk about race and also affirmative action. Perhaps affirmative action, that word, is just too tainted, and maybe some other word should be used to discuss equal opportunity.
So let me, before you go any further, as a 70-year-old black man, to say that that word bothers somebody and we need to change the word, I'm opposed to that. Because there's a reason why it was created in the first place, Cassandra. You know, and so if people feel bad about it, too bad. You're a professor. You know the history. And you know that a lot of that still exists today. So why should we pussyfoot around facts?
Earl, I am not opposed to using the word affirmative action, but if we're going to reach those people and, you know, people and try and persuade them.
Why should we have to, see, but Cassandra, why should we have to try to persuade somebody for what we know is true?
Earl, as you said earlier, blacks are only 5% of the population here in Wisconsin. And we need to have new talking points about affirmative action, which I truly, truly support. So the messaging has to be different. I'm not saying to toss any initiatives, but we have to find a way of
to convince people. Cassandra, we have to find what a more sanitized way to have conversations with people about injustice that continues to happen in the society?
I'm a pragmatist at this age. Sadly, yes. There are individuals in our society who are not like you and I, who are very insightful and reflective. That's just the way it is.
Well, you know, Cassandra, again, as a 70-year-old black man, I'm not willing to because of historical realities that have taken place, to soft pedal what is injustice. You know, I mean, Dr. King gave his life fighting for that injustice. It still exists. And so it may continue to exist. It doesn't mean we water it down, Cassandra.
Earl, I just want you to think about this. During the 1980s and 90s, there was an estate tax. Now, what do we refer to it as? A death tax. Why are you going to tax me after death, after I die? So the Republican Party was very effective in changing the language about taxes. And so what I'm just saying is, we have to become more astute about how we present affirmative action. That's all I'm saying.
Well, so let me,
I supported that.
Let me say this, Cassandra. The Republican Party changed the definition of woke. You're a professor. You know definitions were there. They've been there. The people who created the definitions of words, brilliant people that have been there, those words have been there and the definitions. And so because Republicans were able to not change the definition, because if you go to the dictionary, the definitions are still the same, perceptive. Because they've lied and changed the word verbiage that a handful of people who support Republicans believe, doesn't mean the rest of us will throw the true definitions of words away.
Earl, you're right. But as I said before, we have a new electorate, many of them. Just think about this. 20% of our electorate over the next 10 years will be individuals who were born in another country. They do not have our institutional history.
And
we have to find a new way of talking.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I say, you know, Cassandra is, you know, I don't know, it's could some kind of lib-splaining going on. I don't buy, and they're going to keep feeding this for the next 2 years until we hopefully take over the House and the Senate, but the whole messaging is just a load of BS.
I agree, man. I agree with
her message. Very clear about what she wanted to do. And Cassandra is the typical voter that's voting against her better interest for some silly, ridiculous reason. But here's the thing. We need to figure out, in an oligarchy, you aren't going to get squat, so you might as well be yelling at the wall behind you, Earl. But that's the direction we're headed in. And, you know, we need to form our communities. We need to stay together with each other and try to get through this somehow. But thanks for your vote, Cassandra. We really appreciate it. And, you know, all this other malarkey she talks when she calls is just, I don't know how she's a professor, but she is. And I just, the students are getting, I just wonder what message the students are getting from her when they go to her class.
So Brendan, thank you very much for the call. So people are entitled to their own opinions, you know, and whether I support it or not, I clearly don't see things through the same prism as she does, but that's, you know, I feel that way about many. And they feel that way about me. That's what this is about, a free and open dialogue and conversation. But I also say this. At the root of all of this is the fact that the majority of the people that voted, even as small as that percentage is, believe somehow that Democrats had forgotten about them. And that somehow Donald Trump and the Republicans were going to make it better. Come on, man. Come on. How can you possibly believe that a man with the wealth of Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and all of the other billionaires that Donald Trump has put in place is going to care about you? Well, it was a protest vote. I voted because the Democrats didn't do what I thought they should do, so I voted for. So you voted for people who are going to make life even worse for you. For the Republicans who voted for Donald Trump. They just had this debate on the debt ceiling. Donald Trump and Elon Musk said, shut it down. We don't care if the farmers get what they needed. The farmers who voted for them. shut it down. We don't care if those people whose lives were turned inside out and upside down by the hurricane get any of the support that they need during this time. Shut it down. These are the people that voted for them. The very Democrats who they are opposed to fought to make sure that they didn't shut it down so they could get what they needed. I don't know why you can't see that. Those of you who voted for them, it's a little bit of what you're going to get. And so what purpose did you accomplish by saying, I'm disappointed in the Democrats, so I'm going to make sure that the people who have done everything within their power to make it almost impossible for me as an average person to survive, I'm going to give them the power to tighten the screws on me even more. In essence, that's what has happened here. And then I'm told that I have to understand why you did that and why you felt that way. I'm sorry, I don't. As somebody who lives in a community that is full of poor black people who struggle even as much, if not more, than people in rural America, I don't understand that. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Christmas time. Christmas time. Christmas time.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of what has been a great conversation. I've always said, from the first time I had an opportunity to sit down before a microphone, that the focus of, to me, radio, is to have a dialogue with those who are listening. And so, you know, that's always been what I've always thought made for important radio, and I trust you feel the same way. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Charles from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, hi. There's something that's not being talked about, and that is, this is a religious thing too, and that's really why Democrats lost this time around. The Democrats lost votes this time. The Republicans did not. And if you go to the churches, Catholic, Protestant, they're all pro-life, all pro-life. And the Democrats made a big mistake this time around because they focused on abortion, abortion, abortion. Well, if you go to these churches, they're not for that. And the Democrats need to come to an understanding. They need to come somewhere in the middle on this issue. Otherwise, they're going to keep losing over and over.
Hey, Charles, let me say this to those in the church, okay? You know, the Bible is pretty explicit and pretty clear. And Christ's teachings, pretty clear. One sin is no greater than another. And so if people in churches focus solely on abortion, how can you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? If you're going to predicate decisions that you make on what the Bible says and what's acceptable in that book, then you can pick out a lot of different, you know, passages, Charles. So for all those people who said this is why we did what we did is because of what the Bible says, I push back against that. Go ahead.
Well, one thing that's being missed is that there's been over 50 million babies killed since 73, and that has affected society. People don't want to look at it. People don't want to believe it, but it has affected society in a negative way.
Hey, Charles, how can you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day?
That's a great point, but just the same, there's 50 million at least that have died from abortion, and that's affected society, and not in a good way, and people are tired of it.
Hey, Charles, thou shalt not kill, right? Okay,
absolutely.
But yet we go to war, but we go to war, and we kill people all the time. Thou shalt not kill, but we support the death penalty. What are we talking about, man?
Tiny numbers versus abortion. Tiny.
I'm not saying that. Go ahead.
The life of the mother, all that stuff. Yes, life of the mother, you know, incest, all that stuff. That's a great point. But most abortions are not that. Most are for convenience and lack of income, which, there again, the Republicans need to put their money where their mouth is and support these women who want to have their children.
Hey, you just said the $64,000 question. Republicans want babies born, but once the life comes into the world, they don't want to do anything to support it. Charles?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because they're fakes. That's why.
Okay.
Fake.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike, quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, you know what? The conservatives have complete networks, radio networks, TV networks, pushing their messaging. And no matter what anybody says, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all these outlets are not left-leaning media groups. This left has to change their messaging. No. We just need to have a fair playing field. So where we compete and we all are playing by the same rule, and we'll win everything.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank all of you who participated as always. Calvin and I are going to be back on Thursday and Friday, and we're going to be back the day after the new year. We're only going to take the new year off as we're only taking Christmas off. So join us. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bott. Merry Christmas to all of you. See you guys in a day.
The national news cycle never stops, but
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.